Right, so you've all been told what tonight's service is about. If you didn't know, there's little clues around. It's a bit dicey, but there's little clues around. Entitled tonight's sermon, Where is the Holy Spirit? Well, he's here. He's there. He's everywhere. But more importantly, where is he in your life? Pentecost is related to this Sunday, so that's hence the service. It's related to the formation of the church as we know it today. It's related to the fire. It's related to quite a few scriptures, but this is the one that it's mostly related to. And I'll read it out, just a few verses. Acts 2, verses 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. A windy, burning sensation. I've got a cure for that. Zantac relief. Relieves heartburn and acid indigestion for fast acting, all day and all night relief. So if you ever get a windy burning sensation, no, that's the comedy side of it. So why are we waiting? Are you still waiting? Wanting? Is this fire reality for you? Holy Spirit is what it's describing. Holy Spirit. To the disciples in this time, this is what happens. The Holy Spirit came down on them. And just, I think this particular scripture is really like how I like to describe things. The writer has described this particular incident very graphically. And I like graphical images and to describe things in a graphical way. Holy Spirit, what's it to do with you? What's it about? You might think, well, it's silly, this scripture really that I've just read. Tongues of fire separating, coming to rest on each of them. Have you noticed the fire on you? Have you seen the fire on you? Is it burning inside you? What is this Holy Spirit about? Well, the great thing about this Holy Spirit, about this violent wind, about this tongues of fire, is it's quite simple. This is God here. This is God here and reality in you. This is what makes, if you want to put it as a word, the Christian, the Christ-likeness in us. There's another scripture earlier in the Bible which I think describes this experience a little bit more easier. That scripture is taken from Luke 24, verses 49. It says there, and it's describing the same time, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. And I think this describes Pentecost in a much easier way. Much easier way for us to actually understand and comprehend. When you're thinking of fire coming on your head and separating and going around the room from person to person, to me, this description of being clothed with power on high is much easier for us to take in. God is covering us and empowering us and coming to dwell within us. Great evangelists from long ago in our history preached on the fire falling on each and every one of us. And you need to be part of that fire experience. God can be part of you right now. And that's what this scripture is speaking of. Just like a shirt or t-shirt for a man, or a dress for a lady, you can take God upon you. But the difference is, when this comes, you just don't want to take it off again. What an amazing difference. It's hard to describe the incident which took place at this time to the disciples. It was an amazing difference. An amazing difference which changed the situation that they were in. Suddenly, from being separated from Jesus, now the Holy Spirit is at work in their lives. And the situation around them, suddenly the people can hear them talking in their own tongue. How can this be, they were saying. are not these disciples locals from around this area? How can they be talking in my tongue? That's because they have the difference. The difference that God can make in their lives. And the difference that was needed in that situation when there's so many different cultures and people in the area. God is there for everyone. God is here now. We have a choice. And that's why I think the scripture that I read secondly to you in some ways describes it a little better. It speaks of clothes, and one thing about clothes is you could take it off. Just like with that windy burning sensation, you could take it off. But Christ wants to be with you. Our Heavenly Father wants to be with you. Take the Holy Spirit. Take the fire. What a difference. What an experience. Are you living in history? History is a word that has been split to say his story. You could be living a Christian life in reading history, in picking up scripture and reading it as something that's happened, or you could be living his story. You could be bringing that his story to reality. And that difference is having your God clothes on. Having that Spirit of God in you burning. Just like the disciples had that description written them, so it can be with you. It's great. Yeah? Do you get excited when you think of what God can do? I get excited. But I get even more excited when I think of what God can do with me. And I in Him. God's amazing. He can do wonderful things. Just look at the creation all around us. And He didn't do that with us. But He did it with us in mind. So how better can we be than to have Him in us burning out?